In this part of the program, we're going to hear about two small signs of larger trends. We'll start in the former Soviet Union with a glimpse at what life is changing, the way that life is changing, and also the way that it's not. Western consumer culture has spread quickly throughout much of the former Soviet Union, where mega malls and hypermarkets are all the rage. But in some parts of the old USSR, people are hanging on to their traditional ways of doing business. In Georgia, old-fashioned door-to-door street vendors continue to do a brisk trade. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Tbilisi.
It's early morning on this potholed cobblestone street in the center of Georgia's capital. The first shouts of what will grow into the daily cacophony echo through the air. A parade of hawkers wanders up and down the street all day. They announce their wares with a shout, peddling everything from hot bread to fresh figs and jars of homemade yogurt covered with pages torn from out of old books. In a canvas pouch on his back, a local known only as Zakhro carries handmade brooms made from stalks of sorghum and tied together with twine. The brooms sell for 3 Georgian lari, about $1.75 each. Another hawker, Misha Gusenov, takes a rickety bus 80 miles into the capital to sell his homegrown tomatoes, eggplants, and potatoes. Misha's been hawking vegetables all of his adult life. He's proud of his seller's call. He's honed it into a booming bass which can be heard 100 yards away. Yet Misha says this is just a way to eke out a living. He can't afford the daily fees for a bazaar stand, so he goes door to door with his vegetables. I'm not a young man anymore, he says, and I have to suffer by hauling this stuff around. I make just enough money to put a little bread on the table, he says. But Ketino Mikiashvili, a Tbilisi housewife who's haggling over the price of some vegetables with Misha, says the street vendors are a vital part of Georgian culture. And she says the trade also makes economic sense.
This is a tradition, and it's convenient for people, especially because now fuel is so expensive that to go to the bazaar and back costs more than buying at home.
And the stores in this 1,000-year-old city of over 1 million people are not of the big box variety. There's not a single shopping mall in Georgia. The biggest supermarket in the entire country would be considered only medium-sized by most Americans. But globalization is coming to Georgia. The vendors walk past an internet cafe and stores selling cell phones. Up the street, there's a McDonald's. Yet the wandering street vendors are part of this city's often quirky traditions and its typically chaotic but meandering pace of life. So is a group of old men hanging out on the same curb day after day, playing backgammon and gossiping. One of the men, Vakho Nikolashvili, explains why he thinks technology will never displace Tbilisi's old-style street vendors. I don't have the desire to go to the bazaar, says Vakho. It's easier when all you have to do is sit here and buy things and have them passed you right through the window. Here, 10 minutes can mean an hour. Tomorrow can turn out to be next month. And laziness is regarded as a kind of virtue rather than a fault. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.